Very, very sad news, Andrew. It's a real landmark day in the life of the Thurgood family with Ricky's passing. And it's a, you know, it's a well-known story in our racing industry that Ricky had that fall on Easter Saturday 1980 that left him with a massive brain injury and also severe physical disabilities resulting from that. And Andrew, as he wasn't expected to last the night or the next day or the week or the month, and then he was, family were told he wasn't expected to last 12 months. And 41 years on, and having been cared for at home in Caulfield South by the two most devoted parents and loving parents you could ever wish to meet in Noel and Doris Thurgood, Ricky succumbed in the early hours today.
So obviously the trust then had yet to get underway, I believe. It was more so what the race clubs or the racing association themselves, because this was even before your time at the association. I think you were just starting a racing admin job. So tell us about the early days with help for Ricky, because this was pre-work cover, wasn't it?
It was, Andrew. It's a unique case in that Ricky's injury occurred in 1980 and work cover was introduced in Victoria, as I recall, in 1985. So Rick's case came under the accident insurance policy of the Victoria Racing Club, who, as we all know, were the regulator at the time. And work cover didn't ever take it over, and racing, the VRC and then subsequently Racing Victoria have managed Ricky Thurgood's welfare from the time of the fall in 1980. And it's a really good opportunity to say that in the hustle and bustle and day-to-day, you know, grind and relentlessness of racing, that CEOs like Giles Thompson and Bernard Saundry have just been exemplary, as has a number of other RVL staff in their care of this this person, and more importantly, or just as importantly, his family. So I think it's a really good opportunity to pause for a minute and just recognise that, you know, the efforts of CEOs like Giles and Bernard need to be applauded in this unique situation. It was an extraordinary situation where it's hard to convey to the listeners that Noel Thurgood has spent pretty well, except for a couple of hospital visitations he's had himself, but Noel Thurgood has basically cared for Ricky every day, in every way, for 41 years. And it's an extraordinary level of care, love, devotion and faith that have given him the strength to do that. And, of course, with his life partner, Doris Thurgood, his wife, you know, they've been the most incredible team, and they're in their late 80s now. They've got two other beautiful children they're 60 now, in Derek and Debbie, and they too have been a wonderful support for Rick. And it's the most extraordinary story I've heard of, to be honest, ever, not just in racing, but ever, that someone who's had quadriplegic with a massive brain injury who required every single bit of support for every bit of their life was able to survive and thrive, actually, for 41 years in the home at Caulfield South.
Yes, as you say, 41 years he would live on post that horrific fall. And there are so many different stories regarding the association, the trust, and so many aspects of riders with injuries. They're all so very serious. But in a way, Ricky's situation was so well documented. It was there for us all to see. In many ways, I won't say the face of jockeys that have been injured, but it was so well known. And as you say, it 41 years, it's a lot of courageous effort for him, the medical people and the family that, he's lived a very full life in a way, hasn't he? Because I think in the very limited communication, you could still sense that he was enjoying day-to-day life.
Yeah, look, up until the last 4 months, this was someone that, you know, you could tell, I believe, was happy, was, you know, certainly safe, certainly well, beautifully cared for, and dealing with the cards that had been dealt. And I think that's exemplified by the fact that the believe how well he'd done to have 41 years in that condition. And look, you know, the great issue that was always going to confound everyone was if Noel and Doris weren't well enough to look after Ricky at home, you know, then what would have happened? And, you know, I'm probably cautious saying it, but in some ways it's an absolute blessing the way things have worked out. And to people like, there are thousands of people that have been involved in this family's journey over 41 years. You can only imagine, you know, the people that have come, gone, passed away, and new people have replaced them. But it's an extraordinary story. And people like Father Brendan Dillon, who's the racing chaplain up until ill health recently made him step away, has played a massive part. Father Gerard Dowling has played a massive part in the Thurgood family journey. And so too, people like Dr. Gary Zimmerman, and especially Lisa Stevens from the Jockey Assistance Program, who I spent the day with today, with the, you know, just helping the family through. Yes, it's an extraordinary story and one that I've been incredibly privileged to be a part of, and very proud of the Victorian Jockeys Association, exceptionally proud of Racing Victoria's efforts as well to be the most supportive employer they could of someone that was a 21-year-old, had the world at his feet. And Andrew, interestingly, back in the 75 when he had his first ride, he actually had his first ever race ride at Flemington up the straight, which is extraordinary to think that a jockey's first ever ride would be at Australia's premier racecourse. He rode a winner at Flemington at his 20th ride. He had a great boss in Angus Armanasco. And he was a Caulfield boy who'd grown up in Caulfield, gone to secondary school at Caulfield High, which overlooks the back straight at the racecourse there. Started his apprenticeship with Angus and had just been 6 months into his senior career after having ridden 58 winners from about 530 rides. He was a beautiful kid. And what I do know is that the sort of person he was that he fell on Easter Saturday. And I was told today that he made a $50 donation to the Good Friday Appeal on the Friday. And the weekly wage for an apprentice at that, or for a young guy at that time, was $20 a week in the stables. So, just an exceptional person, dealt an incredible hand. But the only good card he got was being born into that family.
And the nickname Elvis, can you relate to those that don't know how that came about?
Well, Elvis is the Christian name. His full name is Elvis Russell Jude Thurgood. And just ended up with a nickname, Ricky. I'm not sure why Noel and Doris ended up with a nickname, Ricky, but it certainly stuck with him, and he was well known, you know, as a jockey, and also throughout his life as Ricky Thurgood. And it's a sad day. It's, you know, Noel and Doris will need a lot of support. I'm sure they'll get it through an incredible network of friends. And Doris, in a couple of years ago, you know, was invited to a couple of Wakeful Club events. And I know that the friendship and the respect that the Wakeful Club have given her, saw her name, the Lady of Racing, I think two years ago, just pre-COVID. And the fact that Ricky's been respected and honoured, and Noel and Doris, they don't really mind, but I think, you know, they'd be happy that their contribution has been recognised as well, Andrew.
Yes, he rode 58 winners, over 530 starts. He was racing, as you say, for some 6 years before that horrific fall. Look, I totally agree with you. The family there, well into their 80s, in some way, a sense that he has passed before them, given they've cared for him for over 40 years. It's been an amazing story of love and dedication, a great example of how the race industry as well stood by the family and now the late Elvis Ricky Thurgood. We can certainly sense the emotion as we speak to you, Des. I know you've dealt with a lot of this over the years in your time, but we certainly sense the love and emotion you're showing in our chat. And thanks for spending a few minutes to talk about now the late Elvis Ricky Thurgood. Thank you, Des. All the best.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks again.